EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head through the day, lingering snow showers early, then clearing skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 40s. Tonight could see some isolated snow showers, partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s with wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 27. For Thursday, isolated rain in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 36.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Soybean farmers are getting excited about the possibility of new biofuels demand. Todd Gleason reports it's called renewable diesel and differs from soy diesel in several key ways.
Crude oil refineries around the globe are actively building out the capacity to make renewable diesel to meet tightening carbon standards. The push is already on in the United States, says University of Illinois agricultural economist Scott Irwin.
It sure looks like we're going to add at least 2 billion gallons of renewable diesel capacity in the next 2 to 3 years, which is a giant amount of feedstock. But here's what people are missing, and this is the big question. How much what I would now call FAME biodiesel, which is the fatty acid methyl ester traditional biodiesel, is this going to cannibalize?
This is because renewable diesel, when compared to soy diesel, is favored under current U.S. law as it relates to advanced biofuels.
The real big thing is renewable diesel, it gets much higher carbon credits in California. And so renewable diesel will definitely cannibalize quite a bit of the FAME biodiesel market.
Some analytical firms have suggested the rise of renewable diesel, despite it just coming into the main, has already capped soy diesel production. That being said, because it takes slightly more pounds of soybeans to make a gallon of renewable diesel, 7.8 pounds, than of soy diesel, 7.5 pounds, it will drive soybean demand higher, thinks Irwin.
It is the next version of the biofuels boom.
It's coming and already having an impact on oilseed markets around the globe, says Scott Irwin, even for the price of soybeans. However, he cautions it's not yet clear how many of the intended renewable diesel refineries on the books will be built. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Former Governor Jeff Collier of Kansas yesterday formally announced his campaign to reclaim the office in the upcoming 2022 governor's election.
Kansans have an opportunity to change course. We have an opportunity to have a leader for a pro-family, conservative, pro-constitutional values.
That audio from KCTV News. Former Governor Collier is the second Republican to officially jump into the governor's race after Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt jumped into the race officially last month. And so far, Collier says that he is the conservative candidate in the race, fearing that Schmidt may be really a moderate. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported 429 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. At the same time, the KDHE also reported 2 new deaths and 17 hospitalizations since the end of last week. The state has increased vaccinations as well to 36.4% of the state population. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all at one location? Head to Rusty Export.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty Export. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139 Ford inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Wichita city leaders are considering overhauling their ethics code and for the first time setting a limit on gifts to city council members. The proposed rules drafted over the past year would ban gifts of more than $150 a year and establish an anonymous hotline for reporting ethics violations. The city council will decide later this spring whether to adopt the new rules. Mayor Brandon Whipple has pushed for the reforms to restore public confidence after several high-profile ethical breaches in city government led to several local officials leaving office in recent years and raised questions about the city's bidding process. In other news, former Kansas City Chiefs tight end and longtime Missouri politician Fred Arbonas has died. Arbonas was a key member of the Chiefs' first two Super Bowl teams in the 1960s and 70s. The Jackson County Democrat Party, for which Arbonas was a major player for more than four decades, announced his death at the age of 82 in a brief statement. No cause was given. A member of the Chiefs Hall of Fame, Arbonas was a six-time All-AFL selection and was picked to the all-time AFL team by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Good America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Nebraska has administered nearly 135,000 doses of coronavirus vaccines last week as the state continued to ramp up distribution of the shots. State health officials said 134,829 doses of the vaccines were administered last week, including one day when more than 40,000 shots were given. That's up from roughly 116,000 doses the week prior. The state said yesterday that 36.3% of the state's population has now been fully vaccinated. The seven-day rolling average of new cases in Nebraska decreased over the past 2 weeks, going from 484 new cases per day on April 3rd to 323 new cases per day on Saturday. And Nebraska weather forecasters say after a hard freeze last night, prepare for another hard freeze tonight with temperatures back down into the 20s. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus. Stock K996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees. No all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/31.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve the haul route, cable route, decommissioning cost analysis, and improvement project for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. The improvement agreement includes an initial payment of $779,350 for repair or replacement of five bridges and one culvert throughout the haul route, and annual payments of $85,000 to be distributed among affected townships in a manner by the board deemed reasonable for the county. The board discussed speed limit reductions on certain haul route roads. The non-posted speed limit is 55 miles per hour, which could be reduced. However, there will be continuous water trucks running to control dust, and it likely will not be needed to lower the speed limit. Situation will be monitored and recommendations made accordingly. In addition, magnesium chloride will be used for dust control in front of homes. There will be weekly project meetings conducted throughout the project and will include a county commissioner and the county engineer. County counselor and the board discussed the 30 by 30 land acquisition. He feels it's a federal law versus states' rights, but we need to address this at the local level and will stay apprised of the situation and remain proactive. The Washington County Deputy Appraiser advised commissioners last week that property valuations have gone out and property owners have 30 days to appeal. Personal property valuations will go out May 1st with 2 weeks to protest. The Lynn Booster Club presented a request for assistance with $41,000 remaining due on the Lynn Community Center project for equipment, advising that $197,000 has been raised toward the project. They are constructing a community facility that will include workout equipment in the extension and the new gymnasium at Lynn High School. Discussion continued on revising the neighborhood revitalization program, with Raleigh Ordine suggesting a 10-year timeline, double the current 5-year period. No action was taken, and the county attorney and appraiser will be included in conversations. Nemahal County Commissioners met last week with Granada Township Board members regarding the process for declaring some roads minimum maintenance. No actions were taken. County attorney spoke to commissioners about the process to be followed if Nemahal County would switch to a county unit road system instead of the current county township unit road system. County attorney also presented a draft of a resolution that declares Nemahal County's support of the Second Amendment of the Constitution. That resolution was approved unanimously. Commissioners asked if the current moratorium would allow for construction of the Grain Belt Express project in Nemahal County. They approved appointment of Janelle Niehaus to the Kansas Mental Health and Guidance Center Governing Board to finish Tim Burdick's term, which expires the end of December. An approval was given for purchase of a new skid loader with bucket for the Road and Bridge Department at a cost of $15,500. RSVP of Northeast Kansas will host a Veterans Cafe Wednesday, 9 a.m. in Marysville for all veterans in and around Marshall County. Receive information about benefits, learn new things, share stories, and spend time together. All veterans invited, no matter their location or age. Michelle Sweeney, VA Eastern Kansas Healthcare System Outreach Program Specialist, will be the speaker. 9 a.m. Wednesday at the American Legion in Marysville. All veterans are welcome. Mary D. Bailey, age 80, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday evening, 6:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Bailey. Marjorie I. Perry, age 95, formerly of Axtell, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Perry. Dr. F.M. Max Beam, age 95, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Visitation at noon. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dr. Max Beam. Deanna D. McAtee, age 80, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Private family service will be held at a later date with Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Deanna McAtee.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a cold front extending across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, with this upper level trough bringing some cooler air with it. And this is causing for this precipitation to be in the form of rain and snow. And this system will continue to push off towards the east southeast as we head through the day. That precipitation will start to taper off in our area this afternoon, maybe a little bit of some isolated rain and snow for tonight. Otherwise, dry weather for tomorrow and warmer temperatures as we head through the week. So across the area, scattered snow showers early, then clearing skies, cool temperatures. We'll see highs upper 40s. Tonight, isolated chances of rain and snow, partly cloudy skies, upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunny skies in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 27. For Thursday, sunny early, could see some isolated rain showers in the afternoon. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201.
Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-April, 69. Record high in the state, 97. The average low, 44, and the record low is 21. Sunset this evening, 8:09. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43. We received a couple inches of wet, slushy snow overnight.
It is a red-letter day for the medical community with the first-ever human organ transplant. We tell you more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 20th, the 110th day of the year. Star Trek actor and political activist George Takei turns 84 today, and on this day in 1912, Fenway Park opened as the home of the Boston Red Sox. As of today, we are halfway to a full moon. On this day in 1951, the first ever organ transplant was successfully done by a Romanian doctor. He replaced his patient's esophagus by using sections of their stomach to bypass damaged or deformed tissue. There are about 114,000 people currently on the list to receive an organ transplant. And if you want to help, find out how to become an organ donor at organdonor.gov. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about health online at almanac.com.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Twin Valley Developmental Services will host a drive-through potato barn bake sale Friday, April 23rd at the Waterville Firehouse from 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. Baked potatoes with toppings, sloppy joes, and homemade kolaches. Call ahead of orders Thursday, 9 to 4, phone 363-2490. Drive-through potato barn bake sale open to the public Friday at the Waterville Firehouse, 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. They're also hosting an online auction with a KU cornhole game, outdoor patio heater, barbecue bundle, and 50-50 chance. Bid online at charityauction.bid. All proceeds benefit Twin Valley Developmental Services.
Kansas Mid-American at Work Sports, good Tuesday. Josh Fleming pitched a two-hit ball into the sixth inning. Kevin Kiermaier led a strong effort from the bottom of Tampa Bay's batting order, and the Rays beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1 yesterday. Fleming struck out three in five and a third innings. Relievers Ryan Thompson and Hunter Strickland carried the baton out of the bullpen and held Kansas City to two hits, both in the eighth. Chris Mazza shut the door in the ninth. Again, the final, Tampa Bay over the Royals 4-1. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes said he's received the COVID-19 vaccine, even though he's not required by the NFL to do so. During a virtual meeting yesterday morning, Mahomes said his reason for getting the vaccine was to help protect his two-month-old daughter, Sterling Sky. Mahomes said it's a personal decision for everybody. And after a year of being shut down to COVID, Hutchinson NJCAA's tournament got back into action yesterday. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Your most
trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KPLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KPLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Basketball great Scottie Pippen's firstborn son, Antron, has died at the age of 33. The six-time NBA champion said that Antron died Sunday, according to a statement he shared on Twitter, but the legendary Bulls forward didn't specify the cause of death. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly indicated yesterday that a bill that would block transgender women from participating in women's athletics would be bad for Kansas kids and businesses alike. The bill passed by both sides of the Kansas legislature would make Kansas public schools and state college teams set up designations for sports based on biological sex, male, female, or co-ed. It would ban any transgender athlete, biologically born male, from participating in women's sports. The governor said she hasn't seen the bill yet. Kelly added that she won't declare whether she will veto it until she reads it, but shared her intentions based on what she knows from similar bills. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
The new 2021 Chevrolet and Buick models are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new Chevy Equinox Premier and Premier All-Wheel Drive, the new Chevy Traverse and Chevy Blazer, the new Buick Enclave Essence and 2 Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Spring flowers, colorful fruit, and brilliant red fall color make aronia, also known as chokeberry, a welcome addition to any landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This native shrub is hardy in zones 3 to 9, grows in full sun to partial shade, and once established, tolerates wet to dry soil. Its adaptability makes it a perfect candidate for a rain garden. The spectacular red fall color is comparable to that of the invasive burning bush. Aronia's flowers and fruit add to its ornamental and wildlife appeal. The astringent black fruit are higher in antioxidants than blueberries and are considered one of the superfoods along with kale. They're credited for reducing blood pressure, inflammation, risk of heart attacks, and more. The berries can be found in juices and food supplements at the supermarket. Cooks are including these fruits in jams, jellies, and desserts, and others are fermenting them into wine. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You've heard of dueling banjos. Now multiply it times several hundred. It's a unique invention of sights and sounds that entertains folks from coast to coast. It's our topic on today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. See it or hear it, almost everyone can identify this instrument.
The banjo was introduced to the United States by African slaves back in mid-1600s. It has been in a constant state of evolution for about 370 years.
Johnny Beyer is the executive director of the American Banjo Museum.
The banjo is inextricably tied, particularly from the mid-1800s right to the present day. As music changed, the banjo changed, both physically and the way it was tuned and the way it was played. Today, the banjo is thought of bluegrass, folk, and country music.
Earlier last century, the banjo was playing jazz and ragtime. And before that, it was classical and old-time folk music.
It's had its peak of popularity in the jazz age of the 1920s and 30s, when the banjo was like the electric guitar of the day, and banjo players were like rock stars. I know that sounds amazing, but that's just the way it was.
The American Banjo Museum in Oklahoma City preserves the history and the instrument itself.
We've got over 300 instruments here, no duplicates. They are hand-carved, they're painted, they're engraved.
Each year, the North American International Banjo Convention is held. Unfortunately, though, COVID-19 caused the cancellation of this year's big event, but the music lives on, with many smaller performances taking place across the nation. And this museum continues to offer people a chance to learn more about an instrument distinctive to our ears, an instrument that tells the story of America itself. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern Saturday, April 24th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 743 Cherokee Road, northwest of Marysville. Selling a 22-cubic-foot refrigerator, a mini-fridge, tools including a lathe, bandsaw, jigsaw, compound miter saw, radial arm saw, roller tool chest. Items selling at 11 a.m. include a John Deere X310 riding mower, 42-inch, 5x8-foot metal utility trailer, 45-gallon pool boom sprayer, HomeLite 5600, 11.5-horse generator, plus several guns. Real estate sells at noon. This modern 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with partial basement and large addition is on rural water and sits on 3/4 acre tract. This personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern begins Saturday, 10 a.m., from Marysville, go north 8 miles on 77 to Alone Elm Corner, then 1.5 miles west. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Morel mushroom hunters ponder many mysteries when trying to find them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned to learn facts from fiction as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Springtime always finds me in the woods looking for morel mushrooms to toss in the saute pan. I'm not going to divulge my hunting spots, so don't even ask. It's all part of the madness of hoping to find a motherlode that nobody else knows about. Because they're so elusive, hunters hang their hats on misconceptions about morels to help them in their search. For example, many foragers swear the mushrooms pop where full-size, fully formed 3-inch morels appear overnight out of the ground. Walt Sturgeon is a mycologist and author on the subject. He says, yeah, that doesn't happen.
I have them in my yard, so I kind of watch them, and it takes maybe 2 weeks for them to reach full size. Now, sometimes when you get a little one, they don't grow to full size. What you see is what you get, which is why people think they come up already big. They don't. But yet I have morel hunters tell me, you know, I looked there, went up into the woods for 3 hours and came back, and there it was. It was there before. It was just hidden by the leaves or the angle you're looking at them. It's easy to miss them if they're in vegetation.
A huge hunting misconception is that you should always pinch or cut the mushrooms off at ground level, leaving the fruiting body underground for future propagation. Sturgeon says that's not important.
You can cut them, pull them, dig them. The organism is much bigger than the fruiting body, which is what you're picking. So it's like picking an apple from a tree. The tree is underground, and therefore, it doesn't matter what you do as far as picking them goes.
Some say you can grow your own morels by buying a kit. There are plenty online to choose from. Just remember that these secretive fungi are picky, and it takes a set of very specific conditions to get them to grow. Find additional morel facts and fiction at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while I'm around. Not to worry, not to worry, I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. Something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I will never hide a thing from you. Like some. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. You not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you, not while.
Favorite places to be is on the farm. But when you're on a farm, there's always a chore at hand, whether that's grooming horses, feeding the chickens, or cleaning stalls. We are always staying busy. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, for some people, reviewing finances can feel like those chores on a farm. They are never ending, and there is always something to do. But when you make it part of your daily routine, like your chores, it's not as overwhelming. Reviewing your financial strategy on a regular basis is key to achieving financial clarity and living out the plans God has for you. You'll find that when you keep a close eye on what comes in and what goes out, like your chores, you'll probably feel less stressed about money because you're on top of it. Evaluating your daily spending is a great time to rethink some of those long-term goals, too. Have they changed? Are you on track? Make sure your day-to-day expenses don't go beyond your means, and make sure you're saving adequately for those bigger goals. It'll help you be a good steward of your resources.
Marshall County Public Transit offers rides to all ages and residents in Marshall County. Local daily rides in county are available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and more. In addition to regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka, they'll make special arrangements by request. Phone 562-2020. 24-hour advance reservation preferred. Marshall County Public Transit is funded in part by KDOT.
Some tips for young people in preparing for a career in agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done. And the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep pollinator safety in mind as you plant treated seed this spring. Here's Stephanie Darnell, Seed Treatment Stewardship Manager for BASF.
To help protect pollinators and wildlife as farmers take to the field, be sure to read and follow the label, observe the wind speeds and direction, and eliminate flowering plants in and next to the field prior to planting. Reach out to beekeepers in the area and work together to keep the bees and crops healthy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. I keep hearing there are more career opportunities in agriculture than there are qualified people to fill them. Today, some advice for high schoolers who might want to go that route from former Wisconsin Extension educator Liz Benversi, who's now an instructional designer at the University of Wisconsin Extended Campus in Green Bay.
Any career, whether it's ag or anything else, I mean, the most important thing is to really find what your passion is, because, I mean, obviously you're very early on in your life and starting to think about a career. What do you like? What kinds of things are you interested in? There's probably an ag career that would match that type of interest.
Another tip from Benversi, learn from someone who is already doing the sort of job you might want.
If you can shadow with a veterinarian, if that's your passion, or if you can shadow an ag lender, if you can shadow anybody in the industry, or stop in to an agricultural company, and maybe you can actually see multiple different types of careers all in the same building as well. That could be an option. But typically people in these companies have been really excited that young people are interested in pursuing a career in agriculture. But I think if you reached out to them, that would show real initiative. And I think they'd be really impressed with that and would be interested in showing you around and showing you a little bit of the ropes.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The National Potato Council and 26 other leading food and agricultural associations recently sent a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack expressing concern over what they call the deterioration of the United States trade with Mexico. NPC Public Relations Director Mark Szymanski says potato growers have been denied market access, corn growers are having genetically modified crops banned, and much more.
It's obvious that there is a growing list of trade impediments that are being constructed by Mexico, intended to either slow or stop U.S. exports.
The letter asks Vilsack to respectfully urge your attention to this important but quickly deteriorating trade relationship. He says obligations for all parties are very clearly spelled out in the USMCA, which need to be enforced. Soil temperature reports brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbilenMachine.com. And by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. Cooler temperatures last couple of days have had an impact on our soil temperatures, and it will get worse tonight as we drop well below freezing in most of Kansas and much of Oklahoma. Most of Kansas now sits at 46 to 49 degrees, a shade cooler in the northeast. The northwest corner of Kansas has dipped back into the upper 30s. In Oklahoma, the southeast corner still holding on at 56 to 59 degrees, but most of the rest of the state has dropped again. Northwest half of Oklahoma, 48 to 51 degrees, and the panhandle has cooled off even more. Once again, the panhandle checks in at 47 to 49 degrees. So cooler soil temperatures after the cooler days, and tonight will be even worse. So probably take us a couple of days to recover on our soil temperatures. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Surveyor credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/3.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau Federation celebrating Farm Bureau County Leader Week, coinciding with National Volunteer Week. Michael Clements shares how you, too, can celebrate and get involved in your community.
The American Farm Bureau Federation encourages farmers and ranchers to get involved and volunteer in their community. As part of Farm Bureau County Leader Week and National Volunteer Week, April 19th through the 23rd, David Hafner, a Florida farmer and current County Farm Bureau president, says it's important farmers volunteer in their community.
The general population has really lost connections with the farms, and they don't really understand now where their food comes from and the fiber they wear. So for farmers to volunteer is really an opportunity to build a relationship with the people in the community.
Hafner says doing so can be as simple as just saying yes.
We need leaders in agriculture now more than ever before. It's not the size of your operation that matters. It's the size of your heart that will make you a true leader. Say yes when you're asked to pull the parade float with your tractor. Say yes when you're asked to join the Extension Advisory Committee. Say yes when you're asked to give your testimony before the county commission meeting. By saying yes, you're opening yourself up to opportunities, and these opportunities are not only going to benefit the organizations to which you're giving your time, but they're going to benefit you.
To celebrate Farm Bureau County Leader Week and to help farmers get involved, Farm Bureau is offering a series of webinars next week.
It starts with just how to be a board member, and then it goes into what does it really take to lead the County Farm Bureau. There is another session on planning to make sure that you have your focus in the right place. Another session is focused on advocacy and policy development. And then finally, it wraps up with your membership cycle.
Find the webinar series online at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Agriculture is constantly changing, and so is the climate. Keeping up and staying resilient is becoming a challenge on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Risk on the farm and being resilient to a higher frequency of extreme weather events is getting harder. Our climate is rapidly changing, and in the coming decades is expected to bring on more drought, floods, heat waves, and higher nighttime temperatures. Martha Shulsky is the Nebraska State Climatologist. She stresses that handling our climate future will be different than our climate past.
And so the strategies that worked in 2012 in, 88, or even pick a flood year, pick a drought year, that's going to be amplified and magnified. And we are entering into this space where it's unprecedented. It's unlike what we've experienced in the past. Therefore, how you've dealt with these extreme events or these rates of change, that's different going forward.
Seasons vary from year to year, but the growing season in the central U.S. is expected to expand by 30 days. In addition to that, she says we will have a wetter climate overall, which isn't ideal for ag.
Generally wetter winter and spring, drier in summer, and wetter in fall. So kind of shifts a bit in seasonality of that precipitation. And one of the things I tell folks when I'm out giving talks in Nebraska and elsewhere is planning for an overall wetter climate that's going to be punctuated by droughts.
So what can you do to reduce your weather risks? Shulsky recommends finding resources and tools that can help you make farming decisions based on climate predictions and information for your area. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about weathering climate change at agriculture.com.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Market update from Mid-America Ag Network. It has been a very positive day for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. May corn is up 15 at 607. July corn is up 12 and a half at 593. Looking pretty good there. We got some nice gains all the rest of the way down as well. Kansas City wheat is on quite a rally. May is up 11 and a quarter at 623 and a quarter. July is up 11 and a half at 630 and a quarter. So big positives for Kansas City wheat. Soybeans have been on a nice rally all day. May beans up 22 and a half, 1472 and a quarter. July beans up 22 at 1458 and a half. May soybean meal is up 390 at 411.
$11.40. July's up $4.50 at $4.15.80. May bean oil is $1.89 higher at $58.16. July bean oil is up $1.29 at $55.16. So big positives in the soy complex. Cotton is having a decent day. May cotton is up 48 points, 83.74. July cotton is up 46 points at 85.17. So a big day for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. Cotton is coming along for the ride as well. Live cattle and feeder cattle started lower as we finished up on Monday, but turned back around about midday today. April live cattle up 30 at 120.65. June up 57 at 119.17. Feeder cattle are up. Well, the front month is down. April feeders down 17 at 137.55. But May feeders currently up 35 at 142.82. August up 135 at 154.12. So big positives now for fat cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs have been on quite a rally. May hogs up 205 at 107.70. June hogs up 167 at 106. Even. So we are seeing some big positives in the livestock complex all the way down now. That's much different than we saw on Monday. April gold is currently up $5.50 at $1,774.90 an ounce. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lots, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock K9968. Accelerator of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires for...
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
If you're anxious to get the gardening season started, come to Hometown Lumber and Hardware and look over their full line of garden tools for rent. Tools such as tillers, power rakes, overseeders, and aerators. Plus, they have a variety of grass seed and fertilizers. They have the tools that will really help you get started on the right foot. Safely trim trees or reach high places with one of their lifts and create sidewalks and patios with the concrete tools available at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Hey, y'all, this is Gabe Walsh, and you're about to listen to my single, Change Your World.
Thank you.
stick around. He just hurt you over and over, yet you still stay down, down, down. And I don't understand it. One day you're gonna see he ain't who you thought he'd be. I'll be right here waiting, girl, with all.
City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.